Headline, Wintermute's postmortem ignored the biggest issues with Friday's crash. Published at 6:26 p.m., October 14, 2025. Wintermute founder Evgeny Gevoy has claimed that the market maker is perfectly fine and that it's business as usual in his response to Friday's across-the-board crypto crash. However, the company's official analysis of the event ignored a number of important details. As a result of the downturn that coincided with Donald Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on China, certain tokens like Cosmos and Ravencoin lost 99.9% of their market capitalizations on Binance trading pairs. Athena's 12.5 billion USD stablecoin also crashed, dropping to 0.65 and remaining beneath its $1 peg for a full hour. In all, within 30 minutes, crypto assets lost a combined $600 billion. Wintermute's analysis neglected to mention any of this, however. Indeed, Gevoy reposted an official post-mortem that ignored the 99.9% flash crashes of certain tokens on Binance and opted instead for a far softer description of 60 to 80% at the peak losses. This figure was apparently based on aggregated exchange data across the top 50 largest tokens. That carefully redefined term allowed other exchanges' pricing of coins like Cosmos and Ravencoin to pull up Binance's 99.9% peak losses to Wintermute's preferred 60 to 80% at the peak average. Moreover, Wintermute's blog post would ignore a critical aspect of Friday's flash crash. The hour-long DPEG of Athena's $12.5 billion synthetic dollar, USDE. Traders had claimed that Wintermute itself deposited an unusually large $700 million worth of digital assets into Binance shortly before the crash, although screenshots of an alleged $705 million worth of transfers into Binance seemed particularly large and earned hundreds of thousands of impressions on social media. A review of source material, Arkham Intelligence's third-party estimates of wallets tagged to, but not necessarily belonging to, Wintermute, reveals thousands of other transfers in subsequent hours and days. Wintermute CEO, pour one out for the losers of Friday's crash. In the wake of the crash, Gevoy commented, El Mao, to a critic questioning how so many billionaire crypto CEOs like him could be doing okay during Friday's crisis. He then went on to retweet a counterargument against someone who claimed a dominant centralized exchange dollar price was either manipulated or glitched, describing that claim as a conspiracy you dreamed up in your head. Gevoy also lamented losses by limited partners at an unrelated Scimitar Capital. He memed Hyperliquid's widespread losses incurred by auto-deleveraging ADL. Read more, how Binance's USDE DePeg cost the exchange millions. On social media, he also acknowledged that USD was not actually pegged and retweeted a claim by CMS Holdings that Athena privately negotiated preferential ADL treatment for its USDE protecting hedge inventory on centralized crypto exchanges. This would protect USDE and restore its peg, even as other retail and prop traders received forced liquidations. Protos reached out to Wintermute for comment about its Binance deposits, its failure to mention 99% flash crashes on Binance, and its disregard for Binance's temporary USDED peg. Wintermute hadn't responded at publication time. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.